This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Centers on the other side of the glass, our fabulous producer, already taking great care of us, so we appreciate all of his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, we call him Father Deacon Paul Sievers. He's a PhD at Bucknell University, an associate professor of literary studies there at Bucknell. He is also director of the Bucknell Program for American Leadership, which we have spoken to them a number of times over the years, trying to promote free speech, make sure people on divergent sides of critical issues are brought up and talked about. And he's also associated with the Open Discourse Coalition, that alumni group of folks that broke away from the campus so they could have an off-campus site where free speech is raised up and really critical and global, important global issues are brought up and talked about openly and without any curtailing of people's speech opportunities. Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Oh, good morning, Mark. It's always great to talk with you.
Anything to add or to subtract to your introduction, because I want to be 100% clear of the context for our conversation today.
Oh, no, that's all good, and we're looking forward to an event tonight.
Yeah, tell us about that Open Discourse Coalition tonight, free and open to the public, Edward Snowden. It's an online event, and there is also a campus gathering where there'll be some discussion and dialogue and some remarks there. But tell us about your night with Edward Snowden tonight.
Right, so Edward Snowden is going to be zooming in to the Bucknell campus, and that'll be at 7 p.m. tonight at Trout Auditorium. And there'll be a talk by Snowden on digital surveillance culture, and then about an hour of live questions and answers with the audience.
And tell us, you're going to be giving a treasonous traitor who caused irreparable harm to the U.S. an open mic, while at the same time giving people who feel he's done an ethical and moral and important citizen duty an open mic. How do you handle
that?
Yeah,
that's right. You know, it's he's definitely a controversial figure. Some people see him as a traitor. Some people see him as a hero. Either way, he revealed a lot about the age we live in terms of mass surveillance of digital information by governments. And of course, we know that corporations in different but significant ways also are following us, Alexa and Siri and so forth. And so he's been several years now in exile in Russia, and he now heads a free speech foundation based in San Francisco, although he's not there physically, but it works for freedom of journalists around the world and deals with some of these issues of privacy and digital freedom.
And why is this an important conversation with the Open Discourse Coalition? And maybe because of these sort of highly controversial nature of this?
Well, that's true. The event, you know, as you mentioned earlier, I'm part of a faculty group on campus, the Bucknell Program for American Leadership, which is working to make sure that we have important discussions of different points of view in the liberal arts tradition to examine issues. And one big issue today is just the degree to which our lives are online. We spend so much of our time online, and including on cell phones and computers and everything else. And to what extent do we have privacy or not? To what extent do governments, not only our own but other governments, get involved in being able to track our information? To what extent do corporations get involved for reasons of profit in gathering information on us and even trying to modify our behavior in different ways? So these are big questions, and a lot of our students today in college, they grew up just immersed in continue to be. And now we have the metaverse coming down the track towards us, if you follow Mark Zuckerberg. And, you know, there'll be more and more of this virtual reality. And so the question is, who's watching us? Who's trying to influence us?
At the heart of Edward Snowden's accusations, or actually scratch that, not accusations, just his releases, I don't sure he really accused anybody of anything, just disclosed what they were doing. National security officials in the U.S. say this was all part of an important post 9/11 monitoring of citizens. At the same time, a lot of other folks said, no, that's overreach. But a lot of people just say, well, let them follow me. The worst they're going to find out is just how banal my life is, and so let them prattle through that if they want to. You know, how do we kind of balance this idea that following me through a daily routine in the morning will reveal no significant revelations?
Well, I think that's a great question and a great point, you know, and you hear that a lot. You know, if I'm not doing anything wrong, I don't really have anything to worry about, and hopefully that's true. But there's also a question related to the U.S. Constitution about to what degree should governments and governments working in relation to corporations and even corporations as private entities in big tech, to what degree should people within the United States be surveilled on a mass basis by those entities working together? And I know there have been some court cases since Snowden's revelations that have sought to curtail that, because historically it was supposed to be that you know, the FBI would monitor criminal activity within the country, the CIA outside of the country. But the problem is, in the digital world, that distinction is lost. And I understand there's a national security argument that's important, but there's also a constitutional argument. And just to get back to your original question there, I remember in Alexander Solzhenitsyn's writings about living in a totalitarian state in the last century, that he said that a lot of people who ended up getting in trouble were people who said, well, I didn't do anything wrong, you know, and they were kind of waiting for the system to get them out of trouble, but they would get caught for different things. And hopefully we're not anywhere near that situation, but some people fear that we're heading towards a situation of what is called soft totalitarianism, which is not people being hauled off to prison, but people being targeted for their beliefs or viewpoints, and getting either canceled or caught up in you know, the kind of social credit system online that the Chinese government has. So, you know, I think everybody also wants to prevent that from happening. We want to find the right balance between national security and not being caught up in some kind of metaverse that's like a soft totalitarian system.
All right. Well, and I think most people, I hope I'm encapsulating this right in saying most people think Edward Snowden is a traitor and did do something significantly illegal and should man up and face the music, come back to the U.S. and suffer the consequences. So we'll move on from that at the moment. Open Discourse Coalition, again, sort of re-asking the same question. Why is this the perfect opportunity for the ODC to participate in this important conversation?
Well, and ODC looks for opportunities to provide grants to encourage free discussion on campus. And those of us on the faculty who are part of the Bucknell Program for American Leadership are really grateful for that alumni support. I know at Bucknell we are at a great university. We want to encourage free discussion, students to understand how you can engage in discussion on controversial issues like Edward Snowden. The need for this, recently we had a vote on the faculty that was 191-31 against a free speech motion. And in fact, the way that vote went, discussion was cut off on the motion before we could even have discussion on the free speech motion. So, from my perspective, in American higher education in general, we need to do more to encourage free speech, because sometimes there's a sense that there's only one right point of view, and it becomes difficult to operate the way that I feel a college should. And, you know, I think we're making some good progress at Bucknell, but that vote is indicative of where we're at, and I think, in a lot of American higher education. We want to encourage more opportunities for students to experience these different points of view.
Well, yesterday we had a bit of a walkout on campus. Students who said, no, progress is too slow. You know, we want certain issues addressed, totally different topic, but they said, the slow process of addressing these is unsatisfactory, and they want more input, and they want this to be expedited. So to be continued. All right, well, we'll give you an open mic here. An additional comment, please, Paul.
Well, I think with Snowden's presence, you know, we're faced with some sharp issues of someone who violated an oath and arguably committed treason versus someone who identifies himself as a whistleblower. I think a lot of young people who are into the digital world are really interested in this topic. They're interested in topics of privacy and surveillance. So hopefully we'll have a good discussion tonight, and it's at 7 p.m. Trout Auditorium at the Bucknell campus.
OpenDiscourseCoalition.org, the location to get more information and to the Zoom link.
Yep, that's right. And also BucknellLeaders.org, too, for the BPAL site.
All right, fantastic. Thank you so much, Paul. Very, very much appreciated. We appreciate all you're doing. We certainly are enjoying the great dialogue that's emanating from all of this and some student action. And we'll be online tonight. We'll be watching your conversation this evening. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thanks so much, Mark. Good talking to you. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Thank you. That is Father. He's a deacon, Paul Sievers, in the Orthodox Church, Russian Orthodox Church. He's director of the Bucknell Program for American Leadership. He's a PhD, Associate Professor of Literary Studies, Bucknell University, otherwise known as a Humanities Professor on campus. Lots of literature under his belt. And he's associated with the Open Discourse Coalition, which tonight holds their event with Edward Snowden via Zoom. It's an online conversation. Probably be about 3 in the morning in Moscow when the conversation takes place, but opendiscoursecoalition.org, would love to have you online as well.